Chapter 4. While her father wasn't dead, the reunion didn't feel very different from when she'd met her dead mother. Graham Johnston seemed eager to make physical contact with the handshake, but Abigail couldn't move. "I'm sorry, Abigail." His arm fell aside. "This is a bit awkward." Tiny relief. He hadn't presumed to call her Abby. But if he had, she wouldn't have challenged him. This man was her father. Her father. The word was as terrifying and nonsensical as Neve had told her more than once. Just think of your father as a sperm donor. There had been times when she'd fantasized about a dad, mostly that first year when Jason McVeigh still thought adoption might be a possibility. The few times she'd indulged herself since, she'd imagined a rugged Irish movie star like Liam Neeson, the kind of man who saves the world against all odds, but saves his daughter first, as his daughter is much, much more important to him than the world. The man in front of her was not Liam Neeson. He was stern, sensible, reliable, the kind of guy who plays the second husband in a romantic comedy, the boring one for whom the feisty wife leaves the flawed but lovable first husband. Abigail scrutinized his features. He did look familiar, something about his eyes. So strange, like seeing a famous person in the street and assuming you know them. She didn't know him, but he was... My God. His eyes were the same color and shape as hers, and his lips went lopsided when he smiled, down to the left, just like hers did. "Look at you," he said. "I'm sorry. I guess I'm not sure how to handle this. The last thing I want to do is freak you out." "Freak me out?" She started to melt. "About the passport?" Abigail realized she needed to explain herself. "I didn't have one of my own, see? Had to buy one. I should have waited to do it officially, but I was in a rush." "It's okay. They're not sending you back. You're not in trouble." Her gaze narrowed.
"I'm not?"
"I pulled some strings," he said.
"Pulled some strings?" she repeated.
"Don't worry about it.